Is your online love real? Unveiling catfishing and protecting yourself, inspired by Mary Brown. Have you ever been glued to the drama of TLC's Sister Wives? If so, you might remember the shocking catfish scandal that rocked Mary Brown's world. For those unfamiliar, Mary, one of the show's central figures, fell victim to an online romance that turned out to be a complete fabrication. This event exposed the harsh realities of online interactions and the vulnerability we face when forming connections in the digital space. While Mary's experience might seem like an extreme case, catfishing, the act of deceiving someone online by creating a fake persona, is a surprisingly common occurrence. This article will discuss the effect of Mary's catfish experience, the red flags to watch out for, and valuable lessons we can all learn to navigate online relationships safely. The devastating impact of catfishing. Mary's online relationship with someone she believed to be named Sam blossomed over several months. They exchanged messages, shared personal stories, and even developed emotional intimacy. However, the truth was far from what Mary perceived. Sam was not who they claimed to be, and the entire relationship was a carefully crafted illusion. When the truth came crashing down, Mary was left feeling heartbroken, betrayed, and deeply humiliated. This incident not only caused emotional distress but also cast a shadow of doubt on her judgment and ability to trust others. Beyond the personal impact on Mary, the catfish scandal highlighted the inherent vulnerabilities present in online interactions. In the digital world, it's easy to create facades and manipulate identities. This makes it challenging to discern genuine connections from deceptive ones. Red flags, warning signs of a potential catfish. Here are some red flags to be aware of when engaging in online relationships. Unwillingness to video chat. A genuine connection thrives on face-to-face interaction, even if virtual. If someone consistently avoids video calls or uses excuses to delay them, it's a cause for concern. Inconsistent stories. Pay attention to details and inconsistencies in their narrative. Catfishers often struggle to maintain a fabricated story, and inconsistencies can expose cracks in their facade. Pressure to move the relationship too fast. Catfishers often rush the emotional connection, pressuring you to commit or share personal information quickly. Excessive compliments and flattery. While compliments are nice, a constant barrage of flattery can feel inauthentic and manipulative. Resistance to meeting in person. A legitimate relationship naturally progresses towards an in-person meeting. If someone consistently dodges the idea of meeting up, it's a sign of potential trouble. Preventing catfishing with background checks and online search tools. Building trust online takes time, and when someone seems too good to be true, it's wise to investigate. While there's no foolproof way to prevent catfishing entirely, there are tools and techniques you can utilize to increase your online safety. Consider incorporating the following steps into your online dating routine. Step 1. Identify the phone number's details. Imagine you've been connecting with someone online named David, who claims to be living in your city. You decide to check the phone number he gave you. There are free and paid services online that can help. Run a phone number search using the contact details he gave you. Ideally, the results should show it's a valid number with a legitimate carrier like Verizon or AT&T. This is a good sign, it means it isn't a burner or VoIP number. Next, check the geographic details of the phone number to make sure they are consistent with David's location. Red flag alert. If the search says the number is invalid, disconnected, or voice over IP, VOIP, it raises a red flag. David might be using a fake number to keep his distance or hide his identity. Step 2, dig deeper with reverse phone lookup, for non-VoIP numbers. Let's say the initial search revealed David's number is with a legitimate carrier. This is where a reverse phone lookup service comes in. These are typically paid services, but can be worth it for peace of mind. Ideally, the results should show a full name, physical address, age, and maybe even relatives associated with the individual. If you're dealing with a VoIP number, such as TextNow, Google Voice, IntelliQuint, Bandwidth.com, etc., which aren't associated with traditional phone companies, there's not going to be any useful contact information linked to the number. Busted. Now, imagine the lookup reveals the number belongs to a 22-year-old named Sarah located across the country. This completely contradicts David's story. This inconsistency is a strong sign you may be dealing with a catfish. Step 3, marriage and divorce records. Marriage and divorce records can be a valuable tool in verifying someone's claims about their marital status. These records are typically publicly available through county clerk websites or specialized online databases. By searching for the individual's name and location, if known, you might uncover discrepancies between their online claims and their real-life marital history. Important note, it's crucial to remember that online searches don't guarantee complete accuracy. However, utilizing a combination of background check tools like reverse phone lookup, people search, and marriage/divorce records can paint a broader picture and expose inconsistencies that might indicate potential catfishing. Additional tools to consider. Social media verification. While social media profiles can be fabricated, cross-checking someone's online presence across different platforms can reveal discrepancies. Look for inconsistencies in photos, bios, or friend connections. Google Image Search Scan. Use a reverse image search engine to see if the photos the person shares online appear elsewhere on the web. This can expose stolen photos or reveal the individual's online aliases. Conclusion: learning from Mary's catfish experience for a safer online future. Mary Brown's public struggle with catfishing serves as a cautionary tale for anyone venturing into online relationships. The ease of creating online personas underscores the importance of online safety and responsible communication. By learning from Mary's experience, we can become more vigilant about the red flags associated with catfishing and utilize available resources to verify online identities. Here's the takeaway. Prioritize your safety and well-being in online interactions. Take your time to build trust and develop genuine connections. By following these steps and applying the lessons learned from Mary's story, we can navigate online relationships with a healthy dose of caution and provide everyone with a safer online environment. Take charge of your online safety. Visit searchbug.com to discover how our tools can help you verify identities and explore safer online connections.